A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Ayin, Psachim 70a, pagination page 139. We're starting from the two dots, about six lines from the top, V'chulu, then there's a two dots, towards the beginning of the line. Our topic this morning is two dissenting opinions regarding the Karban Chagiga that was brought with the Karban Pesach. You'll remember that the Karban Pesach is brought on the 14th of Nisan, and together with it, typically, was brought a Karban Chagiga, which is really defined as a voluntary type Karban. Normally, a Chagiga would be brought during the course of Yom Tov, but this particular Chagiga filled a very important role, in order that the person or the group would have meat to eat before the Karban Pesach, so that the Pesach would be Nechel al Hasova in a situation of satiation rather than hunger. The way we paskin, the Chagiga is virtually independent in its laws from the Karban Pesach. They're two different Karbanos. The only thing that's really in common, the Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchas Karban Pesach, Halacha Yud Gimel, that the Chagiga, the way we paskin, can really be eaten for 2 days, not just that one night of the Seder, the way the Pesach is just the night of the Seder, but any of that meat that was brought on the table would have to be disposed of the same way as the Karban Pesach meat, because otherwise it's difficult to keep track which meat is which. So again, the Chagiga really has different laws the way we paskin, but whatever was brought on the table is a gzera d'rabbanon to burn it together with the Karban Pesach, because it's hard to keep track. The way we paskin, Chagiga is not going to be brought if it's a Shabbos, even though Karban Pesach is brought on Shabbos, if that's the 14th of the month. Again, according to us, Chagiga and Karban Pesach are really different Karbanos, except for a particular Gezeira D'Rabbono. There is a dissenting opinion. On Amud Aleph, we encounter the opinion of Ben Tema, who holds that Chagiga is very similar to Karban Pesach. The one place of question that the Gemara has is if you're allowed to break bones in the Chagiga, even though you're not allowed to break bones in the Karban Pesach. We're not sure how far Ben Tema makes this comparison, but as we'll see, he makes the comparison pretty strongly. On Amud Beis, we have the opinion of Yehuda ben Dursai, who was of the opinion that you're supposed to bring the Karban Chagiga even on Shabbos. And again, these two are dissenting opinions. The way we paskin, the Chagiga and the Karban Pesach are quite different, even though they're being brought typically on the same day. Let's see the Gemara, the opinion of Ben Tema, six lines from the top, on Ayin Amud Aleph 70a. Masnisin, our Mishnah that differentiated between Chagiga and Karban Pesach, Deloki Ben Tema, is not following the opinion of Ben Tema. Detanya, because we learned. Ben Tema Omer, Ben Tema says, Chagiga haboy im ha-Pesach, the Chagiga that comes with the Karban Pesach. We're talking about the Chagiga of the 14th of Nisan. Harei ki Pesach, it's very similar to Pesach. It's the same thing. Ve'ena ne'echeles liyom v'layla. It's only able to be eaten until the end of that night. But you would not get the extra day the way a typical shlamim, which is what a chagiga really is, if it's brought during Yom Tov, you don't get that extra time. Instead, he holds that it expires at the same time that the Karban Pesach does. Let's drop down to right before the wide lines, three lines up in the middle of the line, where we see a continuation of the opinion of Ben Tema, how far-reaching he makes this comparison between Pesach and Chagiga. Toshema, come in here. Chagiga haba im ha-Pesach. The Chagiga that's brought with the Karban Pesach, meaning the Chagiga of the 14th. Harei ke-Pesach, it's like Pesach. Ba'a min atzon ve'ina ba'a min abakar. It comes from sheep and not from cattle, even though the shlamim, the Chagiga of during Yom Tov, would be allowed to be brought from cattle. Ba'a min azucharim ve'ina ba'a min anekevos. It comes from male animals and not from female animals, even though the Chagiga of during Yom Tov would be allowed to be brought from the kevos. Ba'a bas shenasa ve'ina ba'a bas shtei shanim. It has to be 1 year old, not two. Ve'ena ne'achelas ala yom v'layla. And you only get the day and the night. It expires at the same time that the Karban Pesach does in the morning. Ve'ena ne'achelas ala tzli. It can only be done roasted. Ve'ena ne'achelas ala lemenuyav. And you can only do it to the people who are accounted upon it. Man shamet le d'islei ha'isvara. Who is it that makes this comparison so strongly? So the Gemara says that's this dissenting opinion, Ben Tema. Shema mina kulu milsa ba'inan shema mina. Ben Tema does indeed take it very far-reaching and has all these applications which he compares Chagiga to the Karban Pesach. Iboi luhu, the Gemara continues the beginning of the next line. They asked the question, Leben Tema yesh ba mishum shviras etzem or ein ba mishum shviras etzem? Does he take it so far as to forbid you from breaking bones in the Karban Chagiga, just like the Karban Pesach? You're not allowed to break bones? What's the question? Afagavdichi akshe rachmona lepesach. Even though there is a comparison according to Ben Tema similar to Pesach, but Omar Krabbo, the Pasuk says, Etzam lo sish beruvo, you shouldn't break a bone in it. And the word bo in it comes to exclude something. Maybe it comes to exclude bo velo bechagiga in it, in the real Karban Pesach, but not in its associate. Not in Chagiga, there's no restriction not to break bones. Odilma, or maybe that word bo is for something else, and there's no exclusion, and the law of Chagiga, according to Ben Tema, would include even breaking bones. So to explore this question, the Gemara presents a braisa. Towards the middle of a line, Tof Shin, Toshima. Sakin Shenimtzes Ba'arba Osar. You find a knife on the 14th, Shochit b'miyad. You can use it for shechita. You assume that any knife that's around, they certainly put it into the mikvah. They made it tahar. They made it kosher for use. And you can use it. B'shlosha asar, but if it's on the 13th of the month, where people did not yet do for sure their preparations to bring the Karban Pesach, so then the same knife, if you would find it on the 13th, shona u'matbil, you would have to put it into mikvah, you would have to make it kosher ritually for use. So again, what's the rule here? That a knife that's found, we assume it's ready to go. Because people intend to bring a Karban Pesach, and they intend to use this knife for the Shechita, so they for sure prepared it appropriately. Kofitz, but if you're dealing with a meat cleaver, Bein bazeh, whether it's the 13th or the 14th, shana umatvil, if you want to use it for tahor things, you would have to bring it to mikvah. The assumption is because they were not expecting to use the meat cleaver. Mani, which opinion could this be that doesn't expect to use the meat cleaver? Ilema rabbonon, if you want to say it's the rabbonon, the knife is good for shechita, for the Pesach. The meat cleaver, which chops bones, is good for the Chagiga, because according to the Rabbanon, the way we paskin, you could chop bones with it. El alav, it must be that this braisa was following the ruling of Ben Tema. Ushma mina, and the assumption is that Even Chagiga is prohibited in breaking bones, and therefore, as Pesach approached, the kofitz, the meat cleaver, had no use for anyone, according to Ben Tema, because it wasn't usable for the Pesach, and you're not allowed to break bones in the Chagiga either, so it wasn't usable for the Chagiga. That is the initial assumption of the Gemara. The Gemara does fall off of this. It spends time trying to figure out why the meat cleaver would be unusable, even according to the Rabbanan's opinion. And the Gemara ends up saying that if they knew that the Nasi was going to die, and they expected the Pesach to be brought Bituma, and the Chagiga would not be brought, so then they would have been Tovel the knife in case the Nasi doesn't die, in case they're going to bring it Betaira in purity. But the Kofitz, which is like a backup for the Chagiga, they're not sure they're bringing the Chagiga because maybe the Nasi will die. And they're not sure they're bringing the Chagiga because everybody always wonders how many people will be on his Karban Pesach, whether or not he's going to bring the Karban Chagiga. The Gemara says that because it's Shtei Sfeiki, Terei Sfeiki, two doubts, the people could not be anticipated. They cannot be expected to have been Tovel the Kofitz, whereas the Sakin, they for sure did, because they're not sure if the Nasi is going to die. They may be bringing the Karban in Toma, but it may also be Betaira. And therefore the Sakin would be Toveled, the Kofitz would not be, and we have no proof how Ben Tema would rule when it comes to the Kofitz on the Chagiga. Again, the way we paskin, Chagiga and Pesach are very different, except as the Rambam says, whatever's brought on the table together would be disposed of according to the same rules. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.